welcome to Apartment 4D, the podcast all about New Girl. I'm your host, Jill, here in person with my co-host, Joe.
Hello.
And Heather.
Hi, everybody.
And we're here to discuss Season 3, Episode 22, Dance. But before we do, we'll pass around the feeling stick. Joseph, do you have a feeling stick today?
Today? No, I don't think anything's been happening on the front of any other projects going on.
Okay, the feeling stick can be about more than that, but that's okay. Heather, feeling stick?
Yeah, I do. Okay, I'm a zoo. I made a mistake. A few weeks ago, I was saying how I saw Best Man Down, and there was all these similarities between New Girl and Best Man Down. Like, there was a guy named Rick Sr. There was a guy named Winston. I forgot to tell you guys the biggest thing. Hmm. Justin Long's in it. Hmm. So it was. That's why it was so New Girl-y to
me. And he's a New Girl, too.
And he's a New Girl. And here's a really fun fact, you guys. All of our listeners who have HBO Max. Mm-hmm. Justin Long is in a great movie. It's called 10 Years. And it's Chris Pratt, who you met.
I did.
Rosario Dawson, who I love. And also Aubrey Plaza, who worked with Chris Pratt in
Community. No, Parks and Rec?
Parks and Rec. Yeah, yeah, I love Parks and Rec. So it's a really good thing to do. And so that like gives a little clarity to Best Man Down and also 10 Years.
Nice.
So my feeling stick is a little bit selfish because it's about my and Joe's son, Caden. Mm-hmm. He's currently hosting his fundraiser to collect money to purchase iPads for their local children's hospital where he was once a patient, but he's fine now, so you don't have to worry about him. So please visit our Instagram to see for the link to donate, because if everyone on our Instagram donated $5, that would be $50,000. So if even half of them donated, that'd be $25,000. Anyway, if you would like to support the fundraiser, he's collected 1,000 bears to the hospital the last 4 years. And last year, he raised $9,900 for iPads. And we're really excited to see how much he raises this year. So that brings us to the Netflix description of Season 3, Episode 22, Dance. Jess thinks somebody is trying to short-circuit her first dance as a middle school teacher. Which I think should be
She's a middle school principal.
Yeah, but I mean, I wrote down what Netflix said. So she asked the gang to serve as chaperones. Joe, what's your Joe Flicks?
Joe Flicks.
The third hottest white teacher hosts the first middle school dance.
Oh! Third hottest!
That was a great line.
That was some good
You calling me the janitor is like me calling you the third hottest white teacher.
That was pretty funny. Wow. Third hottest.
And Jess is like, yeah. And I'm thinking the teachers, I'm like, I don't know about that.
Well, you don't know.
Is there like two other girls?
You don't know
teachers?
The teachers.
Yeah, there's at least two. Because there's
I'm guessing at a whole middle school, there's several female teachers.
That we just haven't seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, so guest stars from this episode include Mary Charles James, who plays Wendy, who's been in Hot in Cleveland, Hannah Montana, and Heather, she was in Kevin Can Wait. The daughter.
Which daughter? Which one?
She was.
There's only one daughter, and she's
of who?
The one.
Daughter of who?
Have you watched Kevin Can Wait?
No, Joe? Kevin Can Wait.
Oh,
has
I thought
daughters.
You meant a daughter in the show. I'm like, I haven't seen a daughter in the show.
Right. Because I'm talking about how this girl, Wendy, who's played by Mary Charles James, was in Kevin Can Wait. She played one of Kevin's
Who's
daughters.
Wendy, the girl that says, are you talking about dancing or sex?
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah. That girl?
That girl.
Oh, she was in Kevin Can
Wait. I just want to take this opportunity to say that was the best show in the world and never should have been canceled.
Totally disagree.
But there were two daughters.
Okay, so one of the two daughters. So that brings us to the start of the episode. The girls are in the loft working on the school dance poster.
The kid who makes fun of Schmidt, he's from Speechless.
Cool.
The TV show Speechless.
The one they put to a foot race?
Yes. So if you guys watched that show, but it was a great show if anybody saw it.
So the girls are at the loft working on the school dance poster, and she wants the kids to have a better time than she had at dances in school. And the guys come in, and all I wrote down is Schmidt hug, and I don't know what that means. Does anyone else?
The Schmidt hug.
Yes, Joe?
What was that with the hug? I remember him saying something about a hug.
Okay. So Nick and Schmidt are in the bathroom and have created their own sauna. And Nick says he misses goofing around with Jess. But their new rule is they can't be alone in the room unless Winston's there because he takes all the sexual tension out of a room. When Winston comes in and says he has the heat of a mother hen, which is an interesting choice, and really not doing his argument any favors. So now we're with Jess at school, and she's talking to all the teachers who haven't volunteered at anything about being chaperones, and no one's excited. And Coach pretends to be into it for Jess when she sees Wendy in the hall and finds out that Wendy's mom is making her go to the dance, and she doesn't want to go, which is a really important first clue.
Well, not just that, but she says, oh, you mean your mom's making you go to
the best night of your life.
So I like how she spun that.
Yeah.
Because the kid wasn't
that
having
that sounds
any
like something
it.
You'd yeah. say to our kids.
Yeah.
But before that, when Jess is talking to the chaperones, the one teacher says, I can't volunteer because of my Munchausen syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Which has nothing to do.
What is Munchausen syndrome?
It's
maybe while we're doing the podcast, you shouldn't have ice in your mouth so people can understand you.
Well, Munchausen by proxy is when you take your kid to the hospital for stuff they don't need.
Oh, that's that movie we saw where the mom did it intentionally to make her kid sick and he wasn't sick.
And then the kids killed her.
I don't think it's by proxy. I think it's just that's what the syndrome is. Where you like project illness onto another person.
Oh, it's just Munchausen.
You tell them they're sick. That's no, you're sick. You're sick. You're sick. Until they believe it.
So that's Munchausen syndrome.
Is my understanding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she would tell, what was that? Mother Be Dead or something?
I can't remember. It was a good movie, whatever it was.
Her name's Gypsy Rose. That's it. Gypsy
Rose. I bet you it was. Yeah.
I bet you it was. Yeah. Okay, so now we're at the bar, and Schmidt says that's a bad idea for Cece to be dating a 20-year-old, which is apparently a really short scene, because my next note is we're at the dance.
No. It was not a short scene.
No, it was hilarious.
If you had closed captions,
I know what you're going to say.
Because Cece's there, and mm-hmm. she's like, they're starting to argue, and she's like, no, boys are dumb. And Nick goes, boys are dumb. You know, you act like 12-year-old boys. No, we don't. And you're a stupid girl. Ha ha. Like what you would say in middle school. You're a stupid girl. And he even laughed after it. Which I don't know if that was planned or not. But it was really funny. That was good comedic timing there.
Well, what I thought was hysterical is that Schmidt says, Buster was 7 when Good Will Hunting came out.
Good Will Hunting, Cece.
What a weird...
Good Will Hunting.
That's those random lines.
You would say like how old Cece was when he was 7. That would have been sufficient.
But, you know, if you like Good Will Hunting.
And she's like, oh, the Dummy Patrol was on display.
Yeah.
The Dummy Patrol is here.
So now we're at the dance, and Jess finds out that the doors are locked. Someone put a chain and a lock around them. And all the chaperones leave, and she calls the bar and tells them that she needs help. And that's, I think, what Cece says the Dummy Patrol will be there. So we're at the dance, and Cece breaks in because, as we all know, she basically is a criminal on the side or has dated criminals. And Coach is very upset because he thinks it was the teachers who did it. He assigns everyone jobs as chaperones. Schmidt is on snacks and drinks. Winston is on dance floor duty. No heat. Turn the heat off. And then Winston's like, yeah, ain't nobody getting pregnant tonight. That's the same thing I say on all my dates.
What?
Nick gets no job because Coach doesn't trust him. But he said, hey, I was a bad kid. I could get inside their mind. And he's on parking lot patrol, which isn't even a real job.
They put him outside.
I know. Yeah.
That's what we would do when we had someone who was terrible at work. Go work the parking lot.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Yeah, we figure out you can't screw that up other than having cars hitting into each other.
So Winston's on the dance floor starting to dance to Call Me Maybe, which is amazing because you never hear that song. And we find a little girl, collection of girl groupies who are already after him. I mean, good taste, girls.
I loved that he finally got some attention, even if it was only from middle schoolers.
Yeah,
he didn't want that guy.
Fan club.
Even if he's about to be a police officer, and that's wildly inappropriate.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're at the table where Schmidt is helping pass out the snacks. And there's a kid making fun of Justin for eating too many. And when he approaches the mean kid, the kid says, "Leave me alone, Flamer." And Winston, or sorry, Schmidt just looks like so confused why someone in middle school would be rude. And then the power goes out because there's paste in the electrical box. And they see the science teacher running down the hall. So Jess and Cece follow him and try to do good cop, bad cop, but are very bad at it. And find out he didn't do it.
And Jess says, "I'm going to beat your skull with a carburetor."
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which yeah. made no sense. Yeah.
And then Jess and Cece are fighting. Wait, you're the bad cop.
Oh, no. Yeah, who's bad cop?
It would be like if we tried to be good cop, bad cop.
Basically. So we're in the parking lot, and there's some kids leaning against a bus, and they're like, "Oh, no, he's a chaperone." And Nick's like, "You call me a roan?" Like chaperone has a abbreviation. And he's like, "I'm the same as you guys. I'm bored.
Wearing the same shirt as you."
How after a couple minutes, the camera cuts to the two kids, and they go, "He ain't no roan. He's too dumb."
Yeah, he should roan.
That's later. Yeah, that's later. That is funny. So they challenge him to drink out of their cup, and he finds out it's the suicide, all the sodas from the fountain mixed together, which sounds so gross.
You've never had a suicide?
You have?
Yeah.
You went to the gas station and mixed all the sodas together?
No, I was with my friend one time, and she's all, "Here, take a drink of my suicide."
Was it terrible?
It was before COVID. No, it was kind
of good. Who took a drink of the suicide?
Me. Nick did.
Yeah.
Did you watch the show?
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm thinking about the fireworks because that was hilarious.
We're almost there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Schmidt.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Schmidt's now talking to Tommy, who was the mean kid at the snack thing, and Tommy's continuing to be awful. Winston comes over. His groupies have multiplied. Jess is very upset. And we see that in the parking lot, Nick is now chugging soda, setting off fireworks, and racing in shopping carts. He's a terrible roan. And that's when they say he's not a roan. I like when he jumps off the car. When he like runs up and jumps on the bumper of the car. It's like, "Whoa, did you guys see that?" Okay.
Trying to think, jump on the hood of a car?
No, yeah. I didn't see
Who
it.
Who did that?
Nick did that with the kids outside after he drinks the drink. He's like, "Watch this." And he runs up and kind of like jumps just on the bumper and like flies off and like, "Whoa, did you see that?" And I think that's when they're like, "He's no roan."
Right. Oh, yeah. He's no roan. He's too dumb.
I was probably focused on the word roan.
So Jess goes to the bathroom where she finds Wendy, and she busts her finding out that she's the one behind all the pranks and trying to stop the dance because none of the boys want to dance with her. When Cece comes in and they both tell her how dumb boys are, but that she still has to try. Mm-hmm. And that's when she says, "Are you guys talking about sex or dancing?" "Dancing! Dancing! We're talking about dancing."
But yeah, before, vertical dancing.
Vertical dancing,
that,
yeah.
One thing that was funny with Nick and the other kids is he goes, "Let's all meet some girls." Well, different ages.
Yeah. So Schmidt is in a foot race now with Tommy in the parking lot. And we see Winston running away from the groupies, so he's in the race. And then Nick's on a cart, so they're all racing together. When Coach comes out, blows the whistle, all the kids have to head back inside. And he's very mad that they were being such terrible chaperones.
He's so mad that he says, "A plant wearing underwear would be better than you."
That's funny. I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I wonder why the plant had to wear underwear. So then we find out that Jess has come, got the guys, and now with the power out, they're still going to have the dance. They have to perform as, quote, the band, the dumbest boys in school.
Oh, yeah.
Which someone just posted a compilation of every time they say, "I feel like the dumbest boy in school. You're the dumbest boy in school." So I didn't realize it was such a thing. Yeah, kind of a running joke. So, Cece starts beatboxing. They do some truly awful rapping when one of the kids finds a stereo, plays music, and everyone starts dancing, including Nick and Jess, who kind of, in a friendly way, dance with each other.
And it figures Schmidt's rap was, "When I say teal, you say sweater."
Sometimes.
Sometimes?
Teal. Yeah, because he goes, "I don't wear plaid and I don't wear teal." Wait, I do wear teal.
Sounds like a song Heather would have made.
And then Schmidt goes, "8 Mile."
Yeah.
Yeah. And I love when Nick's all, "Is anyone from Chicago?"
Yeah.
And they're all, "Yeah, you're kids." You're like, "Yeah, it makes sense that you're from here. Never mind."
And then Winston's like, "And if you're a cop, you don't want a mistrial."
When I say this, you say trial.
When I say this, you say
they're
trial.
They're like, "Trial."
And then he gets really mad.
Yeah.
They don't even know what mistrial means.
No. Exactly. No.
Okay, so that's the recap of the episode, which is really quick because it's one of those great episodes.
Where no, we're all in the same but we missed not. Well, if you had closed caption, I wouldn't have missed this. But the kids go, "We want to show you something." And they bring Nick in the parking lot.
Said there were fireworks.
Over to a whole stash of fireworks.
Yes.
And he goes, "Guys, this could get us in a lot of trouble." Pause. "But that's why you're going to have to run fast." And he lights up the lighter. He shoots off the fireworks.
Nick is so dumb.
That was hilarious.
He would be a crazy dad to his son, Reginald.
Yeah. Oh, we used to shoot off fireworks all the time.
You did?
In front of the house,
in school parking lots?
No, in front of the house on Parkside.
No, that's not real. We did it on the 4th of July.
Yeah, you have to watch through the thing. Yeah,
we didn't do it all the time. So at an appropriate time where fireworks were legal, on the 4th of July, we set off fireworks in our front yard.
Yeah.
Which is a little different than doing it all the time.
It's not like the police are going to listen to our podcast and come get Joe.
Well, you make it sound like Joe and I was hanging out in parking lot setting off fireworks. I thought I'd set the record straight.
Just my driveway.
I just want to add really quick one thing that we missed, but maybe if you had closed captioning, you probably didn't miss
it. Stop.
Is at the beginning when they're in the middle school teacher's lounge or whatever, and then Jess is going to try to get people to be excited. Coach is all, "No one's going to bang. If they want to bang, they bang have to through bang through me."
And he just says it a second time the same way.
Yeah, but he's trying to make it not.
And then the chaperone hats were hilarious.
Yes, those
Am I getting paid for this? Yes, in beautiful chaperone hats.
They should have just said roan.
And then later in the episode, they have actually referenced it again. When Jess goes, why would they want to sabotage this? And he goes, "Well, maybe because of revenge for the chaperone hats."
That guy says that.
Oh, the science teacher?
Yeah.
That weird guy.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't you guys think it's a great episode?
I think it's a good episode.
Like, it's a favorite of mine.
Yeah.
It's got great middle school humor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I thought I liked it more. I was, like, excited to watch it. And then when I watched it, I was like, oh.
I could watch their rapping all day.
I like any episode when they're all together.
Yeah, I thought of you because of that.
Yeah, and it was able to bring them back to their childhood.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like right. Nick. Especially Nick.
Yeah, Nick especially.
So that brings us to favorite dress look, which I do not have one this time. Joseph?
Yeah, to me, she was wearing the same dress the whole dance, so I don't think she ever changed.
Okay, Heather?
I put that it was nice to see a pea coat. And I actually didn't hate anything, so I just kind of liked them all. Because, again, this is the part in the show, starting about 3 episodes ago, where we're really getting into true Jess and the feminine looks. Yeah.
Best dressed overall, I'm giving to the kid in the parking lot and Nick for wearing the same shirt, because I thought that was funny.
Yeah, he goes...
I am you.
I was you. Yeah. No, you're even wearing the same shirt. You know what I mean? That was hilarious.
Was that your best dress moment, Joe?
Oh, yeah. I mean, other than teal sometimes, but...
Yeah, that's true.
Heather?
Well, I almost put that, but then I ended up going with... Wendy's shirt with the shark on it.
Oh, so that shirt's so scary.
And yeah, Jess, and so I'm wearing it to the dance, and Jess is like, "Oh."
You don't wear a shark shirt to dance.
No, you do not.
Joe, when you're done with that piece of ice, would you like to share your favorite Schmidt moment?
Oh, that, I mean, hands down, the teal sometimes. I mean,
that was great.
And 8 Mile.
Really good. And his argument with the kid trying, you know, again, going to middle school level. So when I say it was a middle school humor, you got to see them kind of go back to the middle school.
Right. Humor. Without a flashback.
As an adult. Yeah. Without a flashback. I know, not one flashback.
Kind of nice.
This is off topic, but I realize why I wrote Schmidt hug now. Because everyone felt bad for Jess getting ready for the dance. So he gave her a really weird, awkward hug. And then I think it was Coach or Winston who said, "I got the next one locked and loaded."
He did.
That's been bothering me the whole podcast. Okay, Heather, favorite Schmidt moment.
Oh, mine was when he's like at the dessert table at the middle school. And he says, "Let's use the serving tongs. This isn't Appalachia."
Yeah. Which I don't know what that reference is.
Appalachia.
Like the Appalachian Mountains.
Oh, like
they don't use serving tongs there. Yeah. Everyone knows that.
Because they're like
baked. I didn't think they know what like, serving tongs are. Like,
yeah, they don't even have them. Don't
so a primitive type of lifestyle. Or
exactly.
Maybe not a fancy one.
Yeah.
So I didn't have a favorite Schmidt moment, really, in our drawer count zero. That brings us to favorite funniest moment. And mine is anything that Winston did, like when he was talking about having the heat of a mother hen and when he was dancing to Call Me Maybe and then telling himself to turn the heat off. And I just thought it was a fun episode for Winston.
Oh, yeah.
Heather, favorite or funniest moment?
Oh, it has to be the battle.
Oh, the rap battle. Oh, yeah.
That was just hilarious.
I think calling it a battle's an exaggeration.
They didn't call it a battle?
No, I mean, it was so bad.
Oh, yeah. 8 Mile.
Joe?
For me, it had to be... It had to be all the parking lot scenes.
Oh, you did it.
Always comes back to me.
Every time they cut to the parking lot, he was up to something. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah.
So
he really was.
He wasn't a roan.
Yeah, that was funny. And Jess's pitch on the dance was funny, too. But I like the parking lot scenes.
Yeah.
Okay. So that brings us to Honey Roast Award for Best Character, Performance, etc. I have a really shocking one, but I'm going to lead with you, Hebs. I'll save it for last.
The weird science teacher.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, he was pretty good in this.
Yeah. Joe?
So are you talking about, the red-haired guy, the comedian?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen him many times in stand-up.
Oh, he's in a bunch of stuff. Yeah.
I would say for this one... It's tough because I think Nick with his middle school.
Joe, was he going through a lot?
If anyone who always writes me, oh, I listen to all your podcasts every week, and you have like a running tally or a ballpark of how many times Joe has now given the honey roast to Nick for, quote, going through a lot.
Every time.
I would love those statistics.
Oh, I'm sure the entire season three.
But not before. Yeah.
If you think about it, out of all the dilemmas, right? Nick had the biggest challenge, right? Because he's got two delinquents in the parking lot.
I don't think he saw it as a challenge.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Schmidt's just dealing with a kid who's yelling flamer.
Right.
And then Winston's just dealing with 12-year-old girls.
Who are obsessed with it.
And then I don't know what Coach was doing.
Bossing everyone.
And then Jess is chasing around co-workers with toothpaste. And Lindy, figuring out who toothpasted the electric box. So Nick had the biggest challenge of, oh no, how do I befriend these kids? Which he ended up doing.
I think he was actually just befriending them because he's like a child. I don't think he was trying to actually be a roan.
Like a child.
So my honey roast goes to, and this is the first, probably the last time I'll give it to this person, is to Coach.
What?
Because I loved his level of intensity, and I loved how he jumped up and put the roan hat on and was like really into it for Jess and trying to be so supportive. And you know, before he wasn't really that good of friends with Jess.
Oh.
He called her my buddy's girlfriend. Oh. And I just thought it was really nice to see a different side of him.
Yeah, and then he helped her with getting the vice principal job with the volleyball.
Yeah.
I've never picked Coach for a honey roast.
Neither have I.
Yeah.
So that brings us to the bear references, which of course is none. There's a new account on Instagram, though, that has all the bear references. They're already at, like, season 4 or 5.
Oh!
So technically, I can...
Them.
Well, it's cheating, but technically, I could go back. Oh, the next podcast will have their name before we start using them. So
yeah, that's a good idea.
So that brings us to discussion questions. Joe, did you write a discussion question?
Oh, gosh. Well, I guess the only one that you can ask is, were your middle school dances as eventful as these ones? Mm-hmm. And I don't remember. I didn't go to middle school. My school was K through 12.
Yeah, but you had dances probably 6th through 8th, though.
Yeah, right? we had dances starting in probably 7th or 8th grade. But we didn't have cool teachers like this.
No. With their young friends.
And in today's world, you couldn't have your friends come to a dance.
No. Of course not.
In their world.
They got to be fingerprinted.
In any world, you couldn't do that.
They have to be fingerprinted and, you know, tattooed and life branded. Oh my gosh.
Heather and I went to private school, so our dances were extremely uneventful. Or I don't know if you had any when I was in.
No.
But they started having them, I think, when I was. Because we had like an 8th grade dance, a 7th grade dance. You just get like one a year.
Sacred Heart?
Yeah. Well, when I was going there, we didn't get any. But my 7th grade teacher, she was like, she really helped me a lot. Because she wanted kids to develop some socialization. Not just be obsessed with grades. So, but she couldn't get us to have a Halloween dance. Mm-hmm. So her and one of the room moms planned it at the room mom's house.
Oh, and around the rules.
Yeah.
Now, when I went there, though, we had to do, wasn't Foursquare. Foursquare is a game. We had to do some
square
sort of
dancing.
Yeah, square dancing. Thank you. I was like, I know there's a square in it. We had to learn to square dance.
You do-si-do'd, I remember that.
Cool.
Yeah, that's a little strange, but I tell you what they do have.
I wasn't saying it was cool, I was just sharing my experience. I don't think you'd make me feel bad about it.
I know what they
do. They charge my parents a lot of tuition to teach me to square dance, and I don't think they'd like your attitude.
Well, they should have gave you the straw hat. But anyways.
It doesn't even make sense.
So, what they do now, besides dances, which I loved as a parent because I'd sit with all the dads
what
on the sideline.
What?
Roller skating.
No.
Wait, you were roller skating?
Yeah.
No.
Our son and our daughter both went. It wasn't no dances. It was roller skating.
No. You have your information incorrect. That was before the dances. That's a grade school thing.
Well, it was,
everyone has skating parks.
It should have been a middle school thing. But
private
it was a grade
school,
grade
public school.
Watching the kids roller skate for the first time.
You remember that video with Joe?
There is hilarious.
No, laughing.
Oh, it is. It is absolutely hilarious.
You guys should have invited me. I love to laugh at people.
Yeah.
No, it's really
hilarious.
Inappropriate. They have a video of him in tears laughing every time a kid falls. Why are you laughing now? That's karma.
No, it wasn't laughing at him.
No,
you
were laughing
with
at
him.
Them.
No.
And then Cassie got bigger and didn't go to those anymore and went to dances. And then Caden was in kindergarten. We went to that. And it happened all over again. Except for this time, I was like at a different level of being friends with the parents and children. So it was really uncomfortable Joe getting such a kick out of it.
Yeah. Did you have someone to sit with who would laugh with you?
Oh, yeah. It would be either LJ or
don't
be someone.
Say their names on
there. Oh, yeah. It would be
and Joe
JJ.
Joe can skate. Joe could skate, so he would put on skates and like take the kids out.
Oh,
our kids.
Joe!
And
yeah.
Joe skate? Joe can ice skate.
Yeah,
I can skate. Yeah, but not I can't ice skate.
But
I didn't
that's
know
really
you
hard.
Skated, Joe.
And then so I tell you, and it wasn't even the kids that were falling. Even the kids that had skills at it, mm-hmm. they were flying in between and everything else, you know. Mm-hmm. And then they try to like. You know, have like an all skate thing where everyone's holding each other's hands.
Yeah.
But the problem is the one kid who can't skate brings down everyone who can. Just like 30 kids fall down, right? Like dominoes because of the one kid who can't
there
skate.
There is something
I wish
wrong.
I'd been there.
Something
oh,
wrong
hilarious.
With both of you.
Yeah,
I'm gonna move on.
Can I just go hang out in a skating rink?
Oh my god, you'd have the best time. Way better than a movie.
Moving on.
And probably cheaper popcorn.
Heather, do you have a discussion question?
Yeah, really quick. I felt like I was having to like a flashback when Jess and Cece were like giving the pep talk to Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
Did they do that with Fancy Pants Man's daughter?
Fancy Man, mm-hmm. No, she was outside the door with Nick, and they were, because Cece is freaking out about being pregnant, so she wasn't helpful at all. It was her and Nick who were saying nice things.
Oh, that's right. And I said it was foreshadowing of when they had kids. Okay, so my actual discussion question is, have you ever had to call in your friends to help you with a work event?
No.
Oh, yeah,
well,
all the time.
You called in my friends to help you with a work event.
Yeah. Well, I had...
Cassidy's friends.
Yeah. And like Pete, I had to be a money runner for the Bryan Adams concert.
Like, you had Pete be a money runner?
Yeah, we were way over our heads and oh my gosh. But yeah, for work events, because... You know, it was a very casual work atmosphere.
You hire those people.
Yeah, a lot of them.
We work somewhere so weird, I don't think our answers really count. Have you, Heather?
Have I?
I don't
probably
know.
Not, because your jobs were more on the professional side.
Yeah. She'd call us to fill out cards.
Oh, that's right.
Really
lead
interested
cards.
In college.
Well, I had you guys come to...
Oh, yeah, like lead cards and stuff.
Yeah, when I worked at a college, I don't work there anymore, so it doesn't matter, I would need to get a certain amount of lead cards. I forgot I did that per month, so I would have like... Joe fill out one, my sister, and then when they would call, they'd just like, oh, I changed my mind. fine. I don't want to go back to school. But I got the credit for turning in the lead cards. Nice. And it was actual people. I'm surprised I didn't do it for Caden Cassidy.
There's a baby. Do you have any other discussion questions?
No.
Cool. Then I'll move on to mine.
Okay.
Have you ever been wearing the same shirt or outfit as someone, like the way Nick was with that child?
Oh, I feel like I have.
A mini me, you mean?
No. I was broadening it to it doesn't have to be a child. Like when we went to Cassidy's open house for first grade, I was wearing an Abercrombie & Fitch shirt and a denim skirt. And I am 11 years older than Joe, but I was older than an eighth grader.
You're 11 years younger.
Younger than Joe. Younger than Joe. But the girl working the door from eighth grade was wearing the same shirt. And Joe, like, started yelling at me. He's like, why did you wear that? And I'm like, why am I in trouble? He's like, you can't dress like that here. I was like, I'm not dressed. It wasn't, like, revealing or inappropriate. He was just angry an eighth grader was wearing it.
Yeah, it was weird.
Joe, has that ever happened to you? Have you worn the same LA Dodgers sweatshirt as somebody?
As an eighth grader? No.
Oh, my God. Heather?
You know, I feel like this has happened to me, but nothing's coming.
Okay.
But I will say this. When I had my first Academy Awards party, I required everyone to wear a gown. And two girls who happened to be, like, BFF.
The same gown?
They showed up in the same gown. That's
crazy. At the Oscars party?
My Oscar party. So it was, like, something that would happen at the real Oscars, and everybody would be like, oh, my God.
They freak out.
You know what I always think about is something like that comes up. It's so weird the things that stick with you. But I remember when I was watching 90210, and Brenda and Kelly showed up to prom in the same black dress with the white top off the shoulder.
They did.
And I didn't even know it was a big deal to wear the same thing as anybody, but it was, like, a formative year for me. And that, like, always scared me that I'd show up in the same dress and prom would be ruined.
I remember that actual dress.
Me too. But then Brenda ended up sleeping with Dylan and she went to tell Kelly. And Kelly was like, get away from me. People are going to see us because she was prom queen. Yes. And then she looked at her and she's like, wait, what happened? And they became friends again. And I remember thinking, teenagers are super weird. But of course, they were really like 30-year-olds. So.
Oh, they don't even look like teenagers now when you watch
it. So that concludes our discussion of this episode. We'll see you next week for season 3, episode 23, Cruise, which is the season 3 finale. Ooh. We've got to be like halfway through our podcast now, right?
No, don't say it.
I have to. It's true.
I'm going
to
start crying.
There's only 6 seasons.
Maybe when I take a week off, you won't take it so personal then when I extend the experience.
Oh, well, yeah, but we've been taking too much time off.
We took 2 weeks off in the last year and a half.
Yeah, too much.
All right, we'll see you guys next week. Have a great week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.